بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue where we stopped last time. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the ones who turn away from His verses and they purchase the idle talk and they reject the truth when it comes to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us to announce to them a painful torment. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to tell us about the ones who believe and do righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات النعيم خالدين فيها وعد الله حقا وهو العزيز الحكيم.
In verse number 8 and 9 in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous good deeds, for them are gardens of delight, paradise. To abide therein, it is a promise of Allah in truth, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Let's just stop on these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, when He speaks about the torment of the kuffar, on the other hand, He presents to us the reward for the believers. So the Quran is mathani, torment and reward, wa'd wa wa'id, a promise and a threat. So this is the style of the Quran. If you were to read the verses, you'd find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in many places He would talk about azab, torment, and straight away it's followed by reward, and vice versa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make you give up or lose hope. So you always have hope that yes, as there is torment, there is reward. And if there is reward, also you have to be aware that there is torment. And not like some people do, they fall into sin, and then you say, Ya akhi, why are you doing this? Fear Allah, He would say, Allah ghafoorun raheem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful and forgiving. They forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, He said, He is shadeedul iqab. He has a harsh and strong punishment. So it is a balanced way of presenting the issues and the matters. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse, He said, the ones who believe and do good, they will be, and they are in Jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He said, آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. They believe and they do righteous good deeds. And in all of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never promises the ones who believe only. You must do the good deeds, because it comes hand with hand. There's no such a thing, hijab is in my heart, or khalas, my heart is good, hence I don't have to pray, I don't have to fast, I don't have to do anything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook my smoking of cigarettes, my drinking of alcohol, my not wearing hijab, because my heart is good. This is an unacceptable concept in Islam. The Quran rejects that from beginning to end. If you would read the verse, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, the ones who believe and do righteous good, righteous deeds. Nowhere in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you who have believed only, and there is no righteousness in it, and doing righteous deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the smallest, one of the smallest surah, and the simplest surah in the Quran, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. By time, all mankind in a state of loss, except the one who believe and do good. So, doing good is part and partial of Iman. It's part of Iman. It is part of being a Muslim and a mu'min in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no such a thing believing in my heart and not implementing anything that will take you nowhere. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said in Kitab al-Iman, imagine someone came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said to him, Ya Rasulullah, I believe in you, I believe in the angels, the books and messengers and so on, but I'm not going to pray to the Qibla, and I'm not going to support you, and I'm not going to fast, and I'm not going to do any righteous deeds. Would you think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would accept him as a Muslim? This is unheard of. Until a corruption in Aqidah came, where people thought just by believing in your heart, you can become a Muslim. Some misguided sect believe that if you believe in your heart, it's enough with no righteous deeds. Islam is a practical religion. It's not theory that we believe in. It's not philosophy that we believe in. It is a practical religion. الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. طيب, the ones who believe in their heart and they do good deeds, what is the result for that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them in جنات النعيم. جنات النعيم, gardens of delight, paradise. Question here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in a plural, jannat. So the believer today who cannot afford to eat, the Muslim today, the good Muslim who believe and does righteousness, he cannot afford to eat. He cannot afford to buy a decent clothing. Is he going to get one jannah or jannat? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said jannat in plural, something beyond our imagination. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the person who have never even seen a good day in his life, and he dips him once in Jannah, and he would ask the question, have you ever been in torment or a hard life or a harsh life or any of that? He would say, Ya Allah, ana fi an-na'im mundu an khalaqtani. I am in a blessing and in delight and in good life since the day you created me. Just one dip in Jannah. And same thing done to the kafir wal-iyadhu billah, to the sinner and the kafir. If he's living the best life in this dunya, every day from the minute he was born, he was fed with a silver spoon until the day he died, he lived the best life. One of those people who idolize for you on television, one of those so-called beautiful people, he'll be dipped one dip in Jahannam. And then he'll be asked a question. He'll be asked this question, have you ever been in joy and happiness? He would say, Ya Allah, I am in misery since the day you created me. One dip in Jahannam, wal-iyadhu billah. Subhanallah al-azim. Subhanallah al-Azim. They, the one who believes and do righteousness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to put them in Jannat al-Na'im. خالدين فيها, to abide therein. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, you in it, it is not for 1 week, 1 month. No, for eternity. The question here is, how come for eternity? If I lived 60 years or 70 years and worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years only, so I deserve 70 years worth of Jannah. How come you are in it to eternity? And also the kafir who goes to Jahannam, he's in it to eternity. Tayyib. He only been a kafir for 60 and 70 years. How come he's in it till eternity? Here the ulama, they say, very simple. Because the Muslim, the mu'min, the righteous believer, he has the intention, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps him in this dunya and on the face of the earth for a billion years, he will continuously worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a billion years. And a kafir, he has the intention, if he stays in this dunya for a billion years, he will always remain a kafir. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rewarded you with your intention. And he gave you the Jannah, not out of your righteousness, not out of your good deeds, no, out of his mercy. You obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with his mercy, he puts you in Jannah till eternity. Allahu Akbar, what a generous Lord we worship, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Allahu Akbar, no matter how much we worship Allah, no matter how much we do, we will never ever worship Allah as he deserves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed the most generous. He is indeed the most generous, and his generosity like no other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ. It is a promise of Allah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does he need to promise us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does he need to promise us? We believe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it a promise that he will reward the believers with Jannah. And if you analyze the Quran from beginning to end, you find that it is two promises. There is wa'adul haqq wa wa'adul batil. The promise of truth and the promise of false. Wa'adul haqq is from Allah, and wa'adul batil is from the shaitan. Let me show you what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about the haqq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the promise. Let me show you the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith to his slaves. And what is conditioned with. وعن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه, he said, I was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a donkey. He said to me, يا معاذ, O معاذ, أتدري ما حق الله على العباد? Do you know what is the right of Allah upon his slaves? وما حق العباد على الله? And the right of the slaves upon Allah? فقلت الله ورسوله أعلم. معاذ said, Allah and his messenger knows best. He said, حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشرك به شيئا. The right of Allah upon his slaves to worship him, and they do not associate anything in his worship. وحق العباد على الله ألا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا. And the right of the slaves of Allah on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would never punish or torment anyone that does not associate anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقلت يا رسول الله أفلا أبشر الناس. I said, O Messenger of Allah, do I give glad tidings to the people? He said, لا تبشرهم فيتكلوا. Do not give them the glad tidings, otherwise they rely on that. So as you see here, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us is to worship him alone, to obey him alone, to prostrate to him alone, and to follow his sharia. And the right we have upon Allah is to give us paradise and not to torture and torment us. That is the haqq we have. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, he promised us a promise. If you worship me and none but me, and you do not associate idols, whims and desires beside me, then you will enter paradise. But if you do otherwise, you will go to Jahannam wal-iyadhu billah. Let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the wa'd. Wa'adul haqq wa wa'adul batil. In the Quran, he showed us the difference between his promise and the false promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
يا أيها الناس إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور.
O mankind, verily the promise of Allah is true. So So let not this present life deceive you, and let not the chief deceiver, Satan, deceive you about Allah. So that is the first ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, O people, remember the promise of Allah. Remember the promise of Allah. And indeed, the promise of Allah is haq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he promised you is the truth. Do not let the dunya deceive you. And do not let the chief of deceivers, the shaitan, deceive you. The promise of Allah is haq. Allah always, when he promises, he will fulfill his promise. But we forget the promise of Allah. And the shaitan and the dunya deceives us. And then we fall into the evil, wal'iyadu billah. So we must not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran made it clear to us. Do not let the shaitan deceive you. Do not let this adornment, this dunya, the beauties of the dunya deceive you. But unfortunately, al-insanu zalumun jahul, al-insan is an oppressor and ignorant, forgets, happy with something that is in front of his eyes. He does not look what's going to happen after. He's restricted to what's in front of his eyes. But what's after that, he forgets. He drowns in the moment that he live in. And he forgets that there is something after that. And Allah warned us. But unfortunately, we forget the promise of Allah. And we do not reflect and ponder enough on the promise of Allah and on the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this verse also, he said, and do not let the chief of the deceivers, which is shaitan, deceive you. Tayyib. What do we have here? What is the point here? What does the shaitan do? The shaitan promises and he goes back on his promise. Yani when the shaitan comes and whisper in your ears, come on, let's do this. Go do it. You are going to enjoy the zina. You're going to love the zina. You're going to enjoy it. It's going to be good. You're going to have a good time. You are promised enjoyment. You are promised a joy. But once you do it, wal'iyadu billah, you find there isn't something special about it. But the shaitan, wal'iyadu billah, he is promising you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
Surely shaitan, Satan is an enemy to you. So take him and treat him as an enemy. How can you believe the promise of the enemy? How can you fall to the promise of the enemy? Allah said he's your enemy, take him an enemy. So anything that comes out of his mouth, his satanic mouth, has to be rejected. It's false. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to the haqq. What the shaitan says is false. He promises you evil. And listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued the verse. He said, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He only invites his hizb, his followers, that they may become the dwellers of the blazing fire. So he only called his followers, his hizb, his group of people, his intimate friends. He calls them so they can fall in a blazing fire. So they become dwellers of the blazing fire. Remember my brothers and sisters in Islam, that anyone who obeys the shaitan and follows the shaitan and work with the shaitan, he's from Hizb al-Shaytan. He's not from Hizbillah, the party of Allah. Of course, not Hizbillah, which is in South Lebanon. We're not talking about these guys. These guys aren't really Hizbullah. These guys, Hizb al-Shaytan. We're talking about Hizbullah, which is the ones who follow the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Not the one who cause enmity against the companions and hate the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and cause corruption on earth. Hizbullah are the one who are following the Quran and Sunnah opposite to Hizb al-Shaytan, the one who follow the shaitan. The shaitan calls them so they can follow him, so he can put them in Jahannam. Tayyib. How does he call them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا.
And befool them gradually, those whom you can among them with your voice. We spoke about this in last lesson, which is the music and so on and so forth. Make assault on them with your cavalry and your infantry. And we also spoke about this in the last lesson. Share with them wealth and children and make a promise to them. And this is what I need from the verse. Make promises to them. So the shaitan, one of his duties is to promise you. And what is the promise of shaitan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but Satan promises them nothing but deceit. So this is the wa'd of shaitan. This is the wa'd, the false wa'd. Al-wa'd al-batil. Wa'd al-haq is the promise of Allah. And wa'd al-batil, the wa'd, the false promise, is the promise of shaitan. And here the shaitan promises them. And his promises, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's only deceit. Has no reality. False. To deceive you, to drag you into Jahannam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when everything is over, when the whole dunya is being demolished, the people in Jannah are in Jannah, and the people in Jahannam are in Jahannam. This is when the believers enjoying Jannah, and the ones who followed the promise of shaitan are in Jahannam and facing the blazing fire. And listen to what they say and how they speak about the promise of shaitan and what the believers would say to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hadid, verse number 14.
يُنَادُونَهُمْ أَلَمْ نَكُمْ مَعَكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَى وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِي حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ.
The hypocrites will call the believers. Were we not with you? Yani in this dunya, weren't we praying with you in the masjid? Didn't we go to lessons with you? Weren't we part of your community? How come you're not helping us? But these people were hypocrites. These people were hypocrites. We're doing it to show off or for some other means. Then the believers would reply from the Jannah. Imagine this situation. Those people in Jahannam and you are in Jannah and they calling upon you. Weren't we with you? Help us. The believers would reply and say, قَالُوا بَلَى. They would say, yes, you were with us.
وَلَكِنَّكُمْ فَتَنْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ وَارْتَبْتُمْ وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ حَتَّى جَاءَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ.
Yes, but you led yourselves into temptations. You looked forward for our destruction. You doubted in faith and you were deceived by false desires till the command of Allah came to pass. And the chief deceiver, Satan, deceived you in the respect of Allah. Subhanallah al-Azim. Subhanallah al-Azim. They would say, the believers would say to them, yes, you were with us. But you fell into temptation. One day you were in the masjid, you were praying, you were fasting, you were doing all the good deeds with us, but followed your desires and then you changed your mind. And you followed your temptations.
وَتَرَبَّصْتُمْ.
And you looked forward for our destruction. Out of envy to us, out of hatred to us, you want to destroy those believers. You want to destroy the good deeds that the believers are doing. You are unhappy with what the believers are doing. Subhanallah. And wartabtum, and you doubted in faith. My brothers and sisters in Islam, you see a lot of them.
they come to the Islam, they come to the religion, and they doubt everything. And they go and come back and go and come back all their life living in doubt. Imagine they died on that doubt. This is what going to happen to them. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Afillahi shak. Is there doubt in Allah? The simplest in our life, the simplest thing, which is our fitra, our natural tendency, the way Allah created us, leads us to believe that there is a creator. All what we have to do is follow the commandments of this creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Afillahi shakkun fatiri samawati wal ard. Is there doubt in Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth? But people are the deceiver of shaitan, as the verse they say, وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ. And you were deceived by false desires. Those amani, those wishes and desires deceived you. You're wishing for that, and I'm wishing for that, and I'm wishing for that, and I'm hoping for that. Ya akhi, why aren't you praying with us Salat al-Jum'ah? Wallahi, I need my work. Why do you need your work? I need to make money to buy a new car. I need to make money to get married. I want to make money to buy a new house. Ya akhi, as-salat, as-salat. The salat is the most important thing. How come aren't you fasting Ramadan? Oh, fasting is hard. I have to go to work. Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you speaking up the truth? How come you're not supporting your brothers in Islam? How come you're not supporting your oppressed brothers in Islam? Wallahi, I need. Wallahi, it's too hard. Wallahi, is this? Excuses, excuses, excuses. And on the Day of Judgment, where are all these excuses going to be? In Jahannam. And on the Day of Judgment, this excuse is going to throw you in Jahannam, wal'iyadhu billah. That is the truth. That is the truth. وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْأَمَانِ. And the wishes and desires and false hopes has deceived you. The Muslim has to be realistic. Not to hang on to false hopes. Has to live the dunya in a realistic way. And on top of that, they said to them, وَغَرَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And the chief deceiver, Satan, deceived you in respect of Allah. That's what happened. He deceived you, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. You have the false desires, and on top of that, the shaitan came and deceived you. He said to you, yeah, follow those desires. He came to support those desires. No, don't worry. Allah غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah will forgive you. You'll repent next month. You'll repent when you become 40. When you reach 40, you can repent. You're still young. Don't wear the hijab. Look at you. You're only 18, 19. You're a beauty queen. You're a princess. Don't wear the hijab. Don't do this. Don't do that. And he deceives you until death comes. Death comes. What happened? Then you say, Rabbi irji'un. لعلي أعمل صالحة. Oh my Lord, bring me back. Maybe I do good. خلاص. قضي الأمر. The matter has been decided. The court has decided. The judge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has passed the judgment. It's too late. You followed the false promise, the promise of shaitan. And inside Jahannam, inside Jahannam, what happens? Listen how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how the shaitan inside Jahannam, he goes back on his word. And he would say to the people who followed him, to his hizb, to his followers, to his party, that I promised you a false promise. الله سبحانه وتعالى سيد.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم.
And Satan will say, when the matter has been decided, verily Allah promises you a promise of a truth, and I promised you, but I betrayed you. As Ibn Kathir says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a place for the shaitan, and he makes this speech inside Jahannam, and every one of his followers will listen to the speech of the shaitan in Jahannam. He says, when the matter has been decided, the shaitan would say to them, Allah has promised you the truth. What Allah has promised you is the truth. And what I promised you, I betrayed you. I lied to you. I wasn't able to fulfill the promise that I promised you. I promised you good life. I promised you that Allah will forgive you. I promised you, but I can't fulfill. And then he explains. And see how the shaitan, he explains his plot. And he explains how he was not forcing us to do anything. He said, وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I had no authority over you, except that I called you and you responded to me. La ilaha illallah. He says, I have no power over you. I had no authority. To the meaning, did I drag you out of your house to do the haram? Did I force you to leave Islam? Did I force you not to accept Islam? I didn't do that. I just whispered in your ears. You listened. You the fool, not me. Allah said the haq to you, but I only whispered in your ears. The shaitan does not put a makeup on your face and take off your hijab off your head and make you walk on the street. It is you who do it. The shaitan whispers. I have no authority. I just da'awtukum. I told you, come listen to me. And you listened. Even the shaitan, he frees himself from you on the day of judgment. Even the shaitan, he frees himself from you. He says, I got nothing to do with you. He absolves himself from you. I have no business with you. Leave me alone. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not blame me and blame yourselves. Don't on the day of judgment say, oh, ya Allah, it's the shaitan. Even the shaitan himself, he would say, don't blame me. You only have yourself to blame. I didn't force you. I didn't put a gun in your head. All what I said to you is whisper in your ear and you listened. مَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُصْرِخِي. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I cannot help you now. It's too late. The shaitan would say, I cannot help you now. It's done. Nor you can help me. What about all the promises, ya shaitan, that you will help us, and you are our ally, and you are our friend, and... No, I can't do anything for you now. It's too late. Not only that, listen how it gets even worse. He says, إِنِّي كَفَرْتُ بِمَا أَشْرَكْتُمُونِ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. I deny your former act in associating me as a partner with Allah by obeying me in the life of the world. Sure, subhanallah. He admits that you fell into shirk by obeying the shaitan, by associating the shaitan as a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commands you. And the shaitan commands you. Whose command are you going to listen to? If you're a muwahid, you listen to Allah. But if you're a sinner, you listen to the shaitan. So you take in an associate beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that association, that shirk, sometimes it's major that takes someone outside the fold of Islam, and sometimes it is minor shirk. And that's why, if you fall into sin, you are listening to the shaitan. And if it is a major sin, like drinking alcohol, for example, you are associating the shaitan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But of course, it does not take you outside the fold of Islam. But you're still associating the shaitan with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're listening to the shaitan. You're obeying the shaitan. The shaitan realizes this. And he knows this. And that's why on the day of judgment he say, I disbelieve in that. I reject that. إِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Indeed, there is a painful torment for the zalimun, polytheists and wrongdoers. There is a painful torment for the zalimun, for the transgressors, for the one who transgress by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the shaitan himself. He rejects what you have associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He rejects that you have followed him. He does not want to know the sinner and the kafir in Jahannam. He would say, leave me alone. I disbelieve in you. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah that the leaders will free themselves from the ones who follow them and say, we don't want to know you. We disbelieve in you. You followed us. The evil leaders who lead the people to Jahannam, wal-iyadhu billah, who led them in this dunya and made the people who follow them fall into haram and fall into disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall into shirk, wal-iyadhu billah, on the day of judgment also, they reject that. They disbelieve in that. They disown that. Subhanallah al-azim. And that is the false promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put two promises in the Quran. The promise of haqq and the promise, the false promise. The false promise comes from the shaitan and the party of the shaitan and the followers of the shaitan. And the true promise, wa'ad al-haqq, the promise of Allah, the true promise and the promise of truth comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the verse would continue to say, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the Almighty. He is powerful over everything. The All-Wise, the one with full of wisdom. طيب, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, here He said, He is the Almighty. Why He is the Almighty? Because the Almighty, He is able to do everything. And He is unchallengeable. So no one can force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go back on His promise. No one can influence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go back on His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Aziz. And He is the All-Wise. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, because of His complete ability, because His complete wisdom, and because no one can challenge Allah, and because of that, His promise will always be fulfilled. Not like us. If we promise someone a promise, sometimes under some certain pressure, we cannot fulfill the promise. And for some certain reasons, we go back on our promise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since He is the Almighty, the Wise, and the one who is unchallengeable, and the one no one can influence Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's powerful over everything, then His promise can never be challenged. His promise will be true and will happen as He promised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the All-Wise, then His promises are based on wisdom, not based on foolishness like the promise of shaitan and the promise of the false deceivers. So the promises of Allah based on the wisdom of Allah, on the knowledge of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He holds the keys of the unseen, and He is the one who created us, and He is the one who created the heavens and earth, and the one that everything in His hands. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the all-knowledgeable, the almighty, the all-wise, and He promised
and His promise is the true promise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. And inshallah we'll continue next week with Surah Luqman. جزاكم الله خير for your listening, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you, and whatever was right is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever I said is wrong is from myself and from the shaitan. Jazakumullah khair.